My name is Tim Sukaram, and I'm running for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools School Board. I've been living in the area for 8 years total. I spent the last, 2017 to 2020 going to UNC School of Law. So that's when I came back, and I work at Legal Aid of North Carolina as in the benefits division. I am running for school board because I'd like the school board to be more transparent, easier to get in touch with. I'd like them to start thinking in the long term about, rather than making stop the app decisions that, you know, have long term effects they're not really thinking about at the time. I think the coronavirus has really laid bare the kind of the fundamental problems that we have with education in our community. And it's also served as this kind of distraction. Well, we can't deal with that now. We've got to be dealing with the coronavirus. Meanwhile, these things are getting worse and worse because of the pandemic. So that's why I'd like to, you know, focus on infrastructure in our schools. My daughter's school, FSL Elementary, has the pipes have elevated levels of lead in them. And the school board said they were going to do something about it 6 months ago. In the meantime, they've put in, you know, slowly stopgap solutions. They've bought a bunch of bottled water. They have started putting filters on the taps themselves because they can't use the water for anything. They can't use it to cook. They can't use it to drink. And I think there's a lot of fundamental problems like this that need to be addressed, you know, at the disease level rather than the symptom level. And we need to, you know, think about those problems so we can save money in the long term, have better schools in the long term, things like that. I'm on the Ephesus Elementary School Improvement Team. I have been for the last year, so I've gotten to know a bit about what goes on behind the scenes, talking to the principals, talking to the teacher representatives, and really being impressed with and I probably should have known this already, with how much expertise there is of the teachers about education. And it makes me feel bad that they're largely left out of the conversation or the considerations that the school board is making when they could have, you know, just so much better input into decisions the school board makes. And that's one of the things I want to change. I was talking about transparency and communication. Parents get robocalls from the school board telling them what's going on. We get emails that we can't reply to telling them what's going on. And it's really hard for folks to, you know, speak back and have a conversation. When people see my name on the ballot, I want them to think about transparency, preparedness, and foresight, long-term thinking.